B-Pod Studios.
Rolling.
Good morning. It is the Rat Party Podcast, a special Rat Party Podcast because
it's the last day before Loren and I are handcuffed together.
Well, that's true. Yes. And because
Loren's going to get blood here in just a little bit. She's probably going to pass out and bump her head.
Probably.
And because
Clever Trevor, our digital intern's in here.
Yes.
Ah.
And he did not survive No Nut November. It's something that's been going on off the air for a bit. And we clearly can't talk about No Nut November on the air when there's little kids listening. Which, by the way, if there's a child listening to this podcast, you might.
Yeah. Might be time to turn it off.
You the podcast is pretty much not safe for work a lot of the times. It's our way of just kind of being not being under FCC rules and all that stuff. So, Clever Trevor, good to see you.
Hello.
Let's start with No Nut November.
I did not pass the test of No Nut November. And it's really tough because I worked so hard for this.
Why did it mean so much to you? By the way, I like how we're interviewing him. Like, he's the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Right.
We're like, good work, buddy. You came up a little short, but why did it mean so much to you, this No Nut November?
Because, you know, it's something that, you know, I prepared myself for. It's something that I was like, at the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, I failed last year. Nobody's going to get me this year. This is my year to take it all, to win the championship.
Okay. How long did you go last year in November?
I think I didn't make it within 2 days.
You missed it by 2 days, or you didn't make it in two days?
I didn't make it in 2 days.
By like November 3rd, you were cooked.
It was cooked. Yeah, it was over for me.
And this year?
This year, I made it to Saturday? The 16th?
Okay.
The 16th. I made it to the 16th, and, you know, I was on Twitter, and I seen a model. I don't really want to say who it was, but it was a model on Twitter, and she just messed me up. Like, she messed up. Like, I thought I had prepared myself to be stronger than this, and it just didn't work out for me.
So, all right.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, we knew from the beginning you weren't going to survive, dude.
No. And, like, if you knew that social media models were a hang up for you, why not give up social media?
It was just kryptonite, Loren.
Yes, you're right.
See, typically I can get through those kinds of things because I do see, you know, a lot of, can we cuss?
If you want.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of ass on Twitter, on Instagram. So it's like, I can usually deal with that. But this particular post just kept popping up on my Twitter feed, and I just could not get away from it. And I couldn't get off Twitter.
Well, here's how we knew you were in trouble. Maybe a week ago or last week, you were like, oh, no, November isn't bad. It's almost December. And it was like November 10th.
Yeah.
You were tricking yourself.
It's like at the beginning of
the month. You guys are missing the big picture, okay? I made it 16 days, over 2 weeks without
busting. So you're training, you're building yourself up. So next year, you should make it.
Yeah, next year I should make
it.
Why are you
doing this?
Or at least a little longer.
Is it for a charity? Do you donate to a cause for not?
Yeah, why?
I haven't really, well, personally, because I think everybody has their own kind of like subjective, like reasons for doing it. For me, I am doing it because I feel like I've been, you think about it all year, right?
You abuse yourself.
You abuse yourself. I mean, your dick's probably gonna. It's taking you. It's like
you didn't ask that time if you could cuss. You just said it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
but just think about it all year, right? You just need, then it just needs to be at least 1 month where you're like, okay.
Is that medically? So medically you're doing it?
And spiritually too, because I feel like.
But spiritually you should do it to release all the.
But no, think about it though. Because if you're so used to something, right, you do nothing of too much is okay, right? Nothing, if you
too
do something,
of something.
Too much, right. If too much of something
Everything
is not
moderation.
Okay.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Right. So
not
if
that.
You just. Yes, if you do.
How many times do you do it, Manny?
It's not about me, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Right, like trying to right.
No,
trying
I
want to
know, like, what's average for a guy?
You just jammed him up.
Yeah, like so. If you have, if you do this all the time, you should at least have 1 month
where you don't do it at all.
Okay. You just don't do it at all.
I'll give you an answer if Loren gives you an answer.
How much she does it?
Yeah, like a week.
Okay.
I can assure you that it does not cross my mind unless my husband's home and pawing at me. Like, there is so much going on in my life, and I'm like...
You guys are closed off sexually.
We are.
It's No Nut November every month.
Every day.
Every month is a No Nut November.
Look, had it been...
Buddy, have you done it more than once since you broke your...
Nah, just that one time.
If I broke it, I'd be like, well...
It's broken now.
It's like when you break your diet. I'd be like, what? I mean, might as well just keep going.
I mean,
let's get it started. Yeah.
It lasted like 10 seconds.
Did you tweet? Oh, really?
That's like 10 seconds.
Did you tweet to her and tell her thanks for nothing?
I did, actually.
Oh, you tweeted to the model?
But this model is actually like really famous. Like, she's...
And so what did you say to her when you tweeted to her?
I said that she was petty because she waited till No Nut November to put this sexy video out on Twitter. She had no business putting this sexy video. She was in a swimsuit, right? And she was all close to the camera.
You're like, it's November.
Right. How could you? How could you post this on No Nut November? She waited until she knew the fellas were trying to hold out for No Nut November to post this video. And it was just petty.
It was petty. So funny.
Wow. Okay. So why have you not... accepted the No Nut November's over so far again because you haven't gone back to her Twitter?
Yeah. Well, that, and you know, I have strong will that, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I could potentially.
We're going to start this again?
I mean, why not?
What?
I mean, just for the rest of November.
One Nut November.
Yeah.
you lose some, you win some, but you live to fight another day.
By the way, just so you know, I picked up on the fact that you never revealed how often you do it.
Me?
Yes. Right. He just tried to, like,
cares
act like we
about
didn't that.
Nobody wants to know what a 44-year-old dad does.
I gave you an answer.
I mean, I don't know. Probably once a day.
Once a day.
That's too much.
A little less on the weekends. But don't forget, I'm home and nobody's in the house.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You're
I busy. Get that good. I get that good time. Not that time where, like, somebody's in the house and you hear something and you're like, what was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's one thing I like about having.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
My own apartment because I don't gotta worry about like my parents coming in. You know when you hear the car door, you're like, all right, I gotta.
I'm at the point of no return. I either gotta finish it or I gotta put it away.
Or like when your mom calls you.
Well, you're going, we're trying to do a podcast and you're over there taking bites.
I'm coming back.
Interesting. Well, we're sorry that you failed.
What else
I'm
was
happy
there about
that
him?
You failed. What?
There was something else. Oh, you're happy about him failing.
Yeah, I think it's an awful idea. I think that if I did No Nut November, I would, by the end of the month, like, be asexual.
Yeah, and be angry at everything. Yeah, Put your hand out. What?
Yeah.
I got the most work done when I wasn't getting the nut.
Like, that's crazy.
I was getting everything done. Like,
can
everything.
You talk about how disgusting it is to say, like, getting the nut or like
I know,
No Nut November.
I know, and he's talking. And we apologize for this podcast.
You can't say No Nut November and have
it
a whole
sounds disgusting. But then again, the other alternatives are just as disgusting.
That is a college aged intern over there who interns here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Let's talk about one more thing. Mm. Did you take a crap in your parents' barn?
No, sir. It was not in the barn. It was beside the barn, okay?
The toilet paper was in the barn.
You crapped beside the barn. Why didn't you go in the house?
I was locked out of the house. Didn't have a key. Everybody was asleep. I'm going to blame Bojangles. It was a meal by Bojangles. I think it was the mashed potatoes.
Sponsor, by the way, the Manny Roy in the Red Morning.
Oops. Yes. That's okay.
But
Poops.
Poops.
Either way, well, this particular batch, messed my stomach up.
A little greasy, okay.
That's right. Luckily, I made it home. So, you know, I get home, knocking on the door, nobody's answering. I'm calling people. People are just not hearing me.
I picture you as Chris Tucker in the movie Friday.
That's how I was.
He has to go to the bathroom so bad, he's pounding on the door.
Right.
Mama, open up!
And they're like, number two. So I get to the barn, and I'm like, Every. It's like, it's fall time, so there's leaves by the barn, right? So I bunch them up a little bit, like,
okay,
bunch the leaves up.
Making I'm just a like, nest.
So, yeah. like, I'm making sure, because I have, like, a there's an older lady that lives next to us, and she usually comes out to her back, she goes out to her back porch, and she just, like, looks out sometimes. So
and
I was
the
like,
last thing she needs to see is a pooping Trevor.
Right, that's the, shoot, be the end right there.
So, oh, Lord, have mercy in heavens. The heavens have opened. You need some toilet tissue?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boy, are you taking a poop?
Right. So, you know, I pulled out my pants, like, forget it. It just,
was it dark?
Yeah, it was dark. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like getting to that point, like sunset, kind of like getting dark.
And, all right, so you cleaned up? And cleaned then did up, you clean up the mess on the ground, or did you leave it?
No, I got the shovel, put it in a bag, like it was dog poop.
He scooped up his own poop.
But before that,
you
I just let to say.
Even his dad would step in it.
Well, I don't want to, shoot. Yeah, that's true. And
he threw it in the garden.
You are disgusting.
He threw it in the garden for fertilizer for the next year.
I kind of like waddled my way to the barn to get, because I knew there was paper towels in there.
You like had your pants down around your ankles.
Heck yeah. I was like, man, please let them paper towels be in here. Because like, just my luck, the paper towels all of a sudden wouldn't be in there.
You didn't get the paper towels first?
Huh?
I would have made sure the paper towels were there before I
pooped. I had to go, man. It was going to get to that point. It was like, either I do it right now, or my underwear is going to be sticking to my butt. Like it's going, like it's not going to be good for anybody.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have to throw away all these clothes, and it was my good clothes. So I was like, forget this.
See, you know why we call him Clever Trevor? Kid's clever.
Mm-hmm. Got to think on the spot sometimes, man.
I've been on this. I'm very fearful of kind of what you went through. I'm on this medication for my psoriasis that makes my bowels. Here's the deal. Before, if I had to use the restroom, I could probably wait, you know, in a couple hours. You could push it off. You
when
know
you
what I'm saying?
When you feel the urge,
when
you could have held
urge,
it.
You could push it off. Now, it's like, oh, boy.
When it comes,
I
it comes.
Go.
Yeah. My mom said the same thing about her chemo, which sucks.
And so it's I'm very afraid of being trapped in a situation to where I get all
just
of a sudden it hits.
Go.
Yeah.
And I can't go. And it almost happened yesterday because I had to go up to Statesville to pick up my mom.
That's a long ride. Where would you stop?
Well, we were at Sheetz, and we were just pulling out Sheetz gas station, and then it hit me, and I was like, oh, let's go back. I was like, I'm not going to make.
How was the facilities?
I'm not going to make 40 minutes. It was, it wasn't the greatest, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say something nice, because my dad manages that store, but.
But it's not his fault. It's the people who come in, the people like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't good, actually.
Your dad can't keep up. I have the opposite issue because I'm taking an anti-inflammatory for my shoulder, which has like some, I don't know, something's wrong with it. It clicks when I move. I'm old, I guess. But the pill I take has got me, like jams me up. So I normally go comfortably and now it's not so comfortable anymore.
Right.
I hate that.
Well, you might as well just get used to it because you're getting older, right? So you're in your 40s. Once you start getting to like your 50s, your 60s,
you don't get loose poops anymore.
You can't just fart anymore. Like when you fart that first fart, it's like, oh, time to go.
But wait, is it true when you get older, it's harder to poop?
Because your bowels aren't, I don't know the science behind it, but isn't that like a thing once you get older, you're not able to hold in farts anymore? Like
No. But that's not my concern. I'm the opposite. Like, I'm clogged.
You're clogged.
Yes. That's
well,
what I'm
saying.
Well,
that's a thing too, though.
The older I get, the less loose I'm getting.
I have an enema.
Yeah.
Are you stressed?
You should go get an enema.
No, I'm not stressed. I have no problems. It's just, I think it's the medicine. That's one of the side effects.
Probably.
I looked it up. Constipation.
Mm-hmm. Would you get an enema?
Not from you.
Is that when you shove it up your butt?
Not from you.
I didn't offer.
But we're going to be handcuffed together tomorrow for 24 hours. So
like, and like that's a big fear. Like if I was handcuffed for 24 hours, like what if I'm handcuffed to you and then all of a sudden it's like, oop, got to go. Or like if
I'll
we're
give
at,
you like 3 minutes for like a bathroom break or something. Like we're going to have to give each other bathroom breaks.
And then like I'm a legit like fearful. So I went to Sterling's holiday party. Meanwhile, I'm like trying to map out. I'm like, because if I'm at this holiday party and things hit the fan, I got to go.
You know how when you get on an airplane, you're supposed to look at all the exits so you know
I'm
how to get
for the
out.
Bathrooms,
Roy's there, and he's like, there's a woman who's like, we've got a bathroom to the left and another one to the right, and there's two behind you.
Here goes Roy, just like right there. Okay,
yeah,
we're good.
That's what I do.
All right, that's a Rap Party Podcast. Thank you, Clever Trevor.
Yes, sir.
You're full of stories, and each one more amazing than the last. Loren,
yes.
Nervous?
Yes, I am nervous.
Not about the handcuffing.
Nope. I'm like looking at the clock going.
Give her the heart. Does anybody have the heart?
The pulse?
The pulse app.
I do.
Give her
really?
The pulse app.
Oh, that's going to freak me out.
No, it won't.
When I went for my cool sculpting and they took my blood pressure.
Put
like
your finger on the light.
My blood pressure goes up.
You have white coat. Anxiety, yes. They call it.
So I get anxiety like anytime I have to talk to a doctor or anything like that. And like even right now, taking my pulse, this is making me like feel a little jittery.
How's it going, buddy?
Hang on, she hasn't quite stabilized the machine yet.
Does she have a pulse?
No.
Just relax. Think about being on the beach in Florida. Everything's calm.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Don't move. You're going to freak it out. How does this freak you out? It's just a phone.
Oh, boy. It's jumping up. It's 92. Oh, that's not bad, right?
No, 92 is not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
All
right. Oh, did you take the Valium already?
95. I haven't taken it yet. I can't drive on it.
Think about that needle.
Sorry.
did it jump when I said needle?
Yeah, well, it went from 92 to 95.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's a little, it's within the range, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck. We'll have an update tomorrow, 6:35. We are handcuffed together. Get everything you need to get done today, because tomorrow's going to be hell day.
Thank you.
By the way,
and I'd like to thank all the high schools.
I just want to make a point that she originally didn't want to do the handcuff bit tomorrow because she knew that today she was getting her blood drawn.
Yeah.
And she knew that she's going to be a train wreck for tomorrow because this impacts her for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So just so you know, you're going to get like Lauren not at her best because of what's about to happen. But,
like stressed out Lauren. Yeah.
Thursday
like,
is Amanda's birthday and I can't do it Thursday and then forget it. Like
I know, yeah, but it's so funny. Like she plans to move things around based upon this appointment.
Well,
today.
Cancel the needle.
Now
you
want to. Put it out? Now I got to put it off for another week? Because when am I going to do it then? And doctors are so hard to get into. Like so hard to get into.
Not all doctors are hard to get into. See you, Trevor. Some doctors make it easy. Have a great day, everybody. That's a Rap Party Podcast. Thanks to our special guest, Clever Trevor.
Yeah.
No Nut November. No Mo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.